Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now on to Episode 178.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, this episode is brought to you by ShopPad, one of the most respected Shopify partners building apps and solutions for over 400,000 merchants around the world. And their flagship product is called Mesa. Now, Mesa is an automation platform and the easiest way to integrate any e-commerce app with your online store. And it's the only automation platform designed exclusively for Shopify and Shopify Plus powered brands. Now, Mesa allows you to create workflows that automatically carry out repetitive tasks, freeing up valuable time to focus on scaling your business operations. Now, they have a no-code workflow builder that allows anyone to create automation through a simple point-and-click interface. You can set up email notifications, schedule tasks, delay workflows, all with the simplicity of Mesa's built-in features. Now, if workflow automation is new to you, don't worry. Mesa also has a free and growing library of templates that will get you set up quickly with the most popular tasks for any business on Shopify. Now, you can try Mesa for free at absolutely no cost. They have a 14-day free trial, so go check them out at getmesa.com. That's GetMesa.com. And their team of experts will support you on your journey of Shopify automation and improving efficiencies. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. If you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are if you're listening today, you're definitely in the right place. I produce new episodes twice weekly, and you can use your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. I think we're up to 178 or 79 episodes now. So I've been running this for almost 3 years now. There's a lot of great partners and a lot of great content to really help brands grow and scale. So go check out that back catalog. Now, today's episode, I'm excited. Number one, I have Rytus on, who is the co-founder and CEO from a company called Omnisend. And this is his second time coming on the show. And it's exciting because what I find is when I interview founders, you know, SaaS apps and things like that that connect to Shopify, what I find is that because there are so many great partners out there, I find that, you know, if we don't get them back on the show, at least annually, their platforms keep iterating and keep growing and expanding based on the needs of their customers. And it's so interesting that I finally get to have them on today because there's been so many advancements that have happened to the Omnisend platform. One thing I've found recently is they became a Plus certified app partner. So they have the reliability and the scalability and all the benefits that go along with the biggest, baddest brands on Shopify. They have a certified app program, and Omnisend is part of that program. So they went through that rigorous kind of process of being approved. But one thing about them that I think is fantastic is they are a platform really for email and SMS automation. And it really, from what I understand, and I have brands that are using this platform, it really helps nimble teams really to drive more revenue without increasing the workload, so to speak. And I know they have a one-click Shopify integration. I just love the fact, and I'm sure we'll dig into this, but they have a lot of pre-built workflows. And I think that's one thing that's interesting about this particular platform versus others, is they have a lot of things pre-built into that you can literally click and turn them on, welcome sequence and, you know, abandonment and cart recovery and order confirmation, shipping and cross-selling. Like, there's so many things built into the platform. So it's really exciting to have Rytus on the show. So welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. Really, thanks for inviting me for a second time. And really, congratulations on having almost 200 episodes. Yeah. That's really, really a milestone. Really, I'm going to hit soon. That's great. And thanks for introducing Omnisense so well. I would not have done better, you know. So really, really thanks for doing that.
My pleasure. You know, you do have a fantastic platform. I like I said, I have many brands that are using it. I even have a demo account that I actually go in and use and recommend it to brands that I manage. And I say, hey, you know what? There's some opportunity here. Maybe you've outgrown MailChimp or other different tools and they go, hey, you know, wait a second. This is a tight connection to Shopify. And this is what, you know, kind of quote unquote, putting on your big boy pants, so to speak. And this is the platform that a lot of people are using. I think as of this recording, I think maybe you have a better number, but there's over 50,000 brands are using Omnisend right now to grow their businesses, literally on autopilot. So I think it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. As we are recording, it's almost like 60,000 and a bit more using on various platforms. But highly likely on Shopify, still a lot of customers there on Shopify. And as you mentioned, email and SMS, they are probably primary channels. But on top of that, you can use web push notifications. It's all pre-built. Yeah, so those three channels, and you can synchronize with your Google and Facebook ads. And the very, very new addition to that, so basically we just have our integration with a new Amazon advertising, which is renewed to the market. But I know a lot of Shopify merchants sell on Amazon as they do this multi-platform, multi-channel sale. So I believe there is a lot of benefit for those who are on Shopify and they sell on other platforms as well. So Omnisend really got you covered there.
Yeah, love it, love it, love it. So let's kind of back up a bit and talk about Omnisend and the platform. Like, we talk about so many different kind of tactics, maybe even the strategy around why you need a marketing automation platform and why the omni-channel side of it. Why do we need SMS and email and push and then connections to social ads and now marketplaces? It's interesting that you're going a lot of different verticals because you really are a central kind of hub to really help marketers. So maybe I'd love to hear it more in your own words about, let's talk about problems more on a high level first, but what your platform is solving for those that maybe aren't using Omnisend yet or are using basic email tools or multiple apps, do lots of different tactics. Let's talk about what Omnisend is doing for brands and marketers today.
So we help to keep relationship with your existing customer base by sending emails, SMS, web push notifications. But at the same time, what is extremely important that we do synchronize all the data you have on your Shopify store. So you can build segments, you can automate your marketing based on your customer's behavior. And that's how you make your marketing way more personal. And that what is important to do for you as a marketer. We all know that, and we all see how expensive really the acquisition channels are becoming, like Facebook ads, Google ads. During the pandemics, the prices have skyrocketed. And being connected to your existing customer base, being relevant to them, and being able to communicate with them with relevant messages, it's what matters a lot and what helps you really to increase your customers' lifetime value and expand customers' life cycle. So that's where Omnisend really helps you. And as you mentioned, Steve, so thanks for really spotlighting. In Omnisend case, is really super easy to use. So our goal is really that you would start benefiting from marketing automation just in minutes, in hours maybe, or in minutes, even in minutes. So it's a lot of presets, a lot of like default presets there where you just enable them with a click of a button. And of course, then you can optimize a lot, then you can go deep, you can tweak them and then, you know, as far as you want. But it's so easy to start and then you can really go deep and you really can extract a lot of.
Well, one thing I love too is the customer intelligence part of it. And I'm going to dig into that maybe now. And then I want to maybe share your story leading up to Omnisend. But one thing I find interesting is the kind of life cycle stages. Because I really believe that a lot of brands maybe understand this RFM modeling, this recency and frequency and monetization strategy. They have maybe a surface knowledge of it and they understand it's kind of important. Like, how do I deal with my active or my at risk or my churned customers? And how do I deal with them? Because, and depends on the frequency of purchases, like how often do they buy and how much do they buy? And then how do I market to them? I've had apps and different solutions on there that maybe try to look at Shopify's first party data. But it's interesting that Omnisend is really going down this kind of retention strategy mindset and saying, no, we want to understand the life cycle stages of a customer. And then we're going to delicately recommend some ways of how you may want to market to those certain cohorts of customers based on one time purchase, two times or three times purchases and how you deal with them. Are you able to expand a little bit on that just before I kind of get into your backstories? I think it's really exciting that this feature is available.
Yeah, it's one of additions which we actually have added to the platform this year. So it's really powerful analytics. Powerful, but at the same time, super easy to use. Again, to what you mentioned, so we have some pre-built segments where you can see in some pre-built analytics templates where you can really see based on our RFM model where your customers are. Out of that, you can run specific campaigns. You can run specific automations. And what is really like the beauty of Omnisend, because we are all in one tool. So you run various channels, you run your marketing campaigns as well. We do synchronize your data, which you have on your Shopify store, like purchasing data, and we track your website's visits. All this analytics could be enhanced and is enhanced by way more criteria. It's not only about, let's say, recency of purchase, but it's recency of visiting your website. It's recency of engaging with your marketing communication messages, either it's email or SMS or web push notifications. So that really empowers you to do a bit more at the same time to really, as I already mentioned, keeping it simple, that it's so easy to start to benefit from those things, and then of course you can go in depth. So yeah, analytical part is really important, and I love like how customers are adopting this and how our customers are using of all sizes, because there was a little bit of concern. We thought maybe it's interesting for only like large customers of ours, but we really love seeing that even like small businesses, one-man show, solopreneurs, they are using this as well, because it's so simple and it's so easy to benefit
love
from
it,
that.
Love it. This is a great addition, and kudos to the team for getting that on the roadmap and the execution on that. So I think that's fantastic. So let's back up and maybe chat a little bit about your background, because I think it's important to maybe set the stage a bit about, well, you know, why did you build Omnisend and the founding team? Just love to have maybe that high level. I know the story, but maybe there's people listening today that maybe don't know the history of Omnisend and maybe why someone would want to get involved with your company and why you're going down this journey for years of really wanting to help brands. So just the desire and the expertise around the platform. If you can kind of share how you got from where you were to kind of where you are.
So originally, what Omnisend is now is a spin-off from digital marketing agencies. So we used it to serve our customers, including online stores and online merchants. We saw that, okay, there is a unique opportunity because we do have so much data. And almost entire customer journey is happening online. And therefore, you or us, I mean, the tool, the marketers are capable in tracking and utilizing this data to help run better marketing campaigns. And the tool of the Omnisend platform has evolved a lot at the time. We are, 7 years in the market. But the thing which has never changed, so it's focus on e-commerce. So we are strong believers in e-commerce, that we believe 7 years ago that disruption is about to start, and it has started. It is actually happening now.
It's happening.
COVID was not good on personal side, but like for e-commerce industry, I think it has accelerated a lot of things. So what I have predicted that it's going to happen in like 5 to 7 years, it happened in 2 years now. So I think it's just one way street, and definitely it will continue happening. So that's our passion, e-commerce in general. We love digitalization of retail. And at the same time, what's happening is really kind of the optionality for us as consumers is really growing as well. It's becoming real omnichannel, that we choose how we want to interact with brands. So we choose how we want to buy, we choose how to want to return, we choose how to we want to experience things. I see a lot of upsides happening there. So it's kind of like one pillar, you know, focus on e-commerce. Second pillar, I would say, is really focus on starting from very small and going up way to medium-sized businesses. So we're really passionate about helping them to succeed, because we are a company like them. We started from a very small company, now we are 170 people, and where the third pillar comes in is really we're customer-funded. So we have never raised external funding, and we are proud of that a lot. Yeah, the bootstrap term could be used, but we prefer calling it customer funded.
Customer funded, yeah.
We don't have long-term contracts. So therefore, each customer each month makes a decision. Either we create value for them or we don't. If we don't, customers leave us and go to our competitors or maybe stop doing marketing automation. So therefore, we constantly have to prove that we do create value for them. And I love that. And I believe our customers, online merchants, actually has the same challenge. Each time someone buys from you a product, the service you provide, you have to deliver a great value, because each time could be the last one when someone is purchasing from you if you do not deliver value and deliver good quality. And if you do, people gonna come back and gonna purchase repeatedly. So I think that we kind of really relate a lot with those smaller, nimble teams and nimble merchants. Doesn't matter if they are on core Shopify, even on Shopify Plus, but they have this mentality of providing the best quality service for our customers and being really customer-centric. So that's what we share with them.
Beautiful. This is excellent. I'm going to pivot a bit over to what I was reading recently. Actually, literally a few days before recording today, I was on Mac Rumors, which is a pretty popular website for kind of all things Mac, not just hardware, but some software things. And I was understanding there's starting to be, I guess, a growing buzz around Apple's iOS 15 update that's apparently coming this fall. I know the 14.5 came on board and there was a lot of kerfuffle around that. That dust seemed to settle a bit about having to opt in to allowing to be tracked as a default. So that was interesting. But I've noticed that there is one thing I thought was interesting when I was reading Mac Rumors about what they believe is going to happen for this iOS 15 is that there is a mail privacy protection section, which I guess kind of prevents senders, which is marketers listening to the show today and seeing the IP address or understanding the opening or the open rate of emails that are being sent. And so I'm sure you must have some thoughts around this and like, what does it mean for email marketing today? And then what is it going to mean coming up soon-ish, like this fall? And then is there anything that you believe marketers can do now based on these changes that are imminent?
Absolutely brilliant question. And definitely, I think it's the most important thing for the email marketers, so any marketers in general, this right. fall, that this mail privacy protection, which it's kind of going to be an opt-in stuff, but the message which how Apple will be asking for you to obtain is quite threatening. So I have no doubts that, you know, vast absolute majority of all the consumers are going to opt in, or the users of Apple Mail, both on mobile devices and on their laptops, desktop computers. So what does that mean? That basically we as email marketers will lose one very important metric, so it's open. So all we are running experiments here at Omnisend, and we see that now, because there is an opportunity to download the beta of S15 and test it. So it seems like all the emails you send will be recorded as opened. So especially in the United States and Canada, there is like the penetration of the usage of Apple Mail is massive. It's close to half of all email usage. So that means that half of your, let's say, email send will be by default recorded as open. So it's going to definitely ruin your data. So for that, if some of our listeners maybe hear it for the first time, so we really made a hub of resources, which we call opensadead.com. So you can go there, opensadead.com, and really check a lot of information, and not only coming from Omnisend, but from the market, like tweets, articles, podcasts, discussions, webinars on that topic. So it's a really central hub for this information. So you can go and familiarize yourself a bit more about what's happening, what experts are talking, how to prepare for that. But definitely, opens are dead, but email is not, that's for sure. And I have no doubts. Just for those marketers who already were applying different channels, so emails become more similar to SMS. As in SMS, you never had an open metric. So that means us marketers will have to rely on other more transactional metrics and more performance-based metrics, as like clicks, conversions, engagement after conversion, and all that, all those things. Definitely, there will be some challenges, especially with list cleaning, because the default practice for email marketers where I keep my email list up to date by just filtering out those who have not read my emails in the past 6 to 12 months, let's say, and I opt them out. So there will be a little bit of challenge. And I would suggest for everyone really to do this homework before it's really rolled out. So there is no specific date of that, but it's definitely going to be fall, late September or mid-October. So it depends on Apple when they make the decision to roll it out, but every year it happened around those 2 months. So definitely there will be an impact, but nothing tragic. I mean, there are some people who are saying, okay, it's end of email, but no, it's not. I don't believe that. No. I've heard it for so many times that email is dead. No, email is not. Opens, highly likely are, especially in the US and in Canada. Uh-huh. They are, definitely.
But one thing to think about too is that once again is how you communicate and build your brand. There's different many communication channels. And I think the key is now is say, this is going to happen. So I'm going to have to make a pivot about how I, you know, what great or good, what does that look like for me as a marketer now? We know owning a list is important. We get it. It's ways of communicating with your customers. But there's also other channels. And that's one advantage that you have on the SMS side, on the push side. And there's even a lot of things that you can do from a social ads perspective about wanting to re-engage customers directly through Facebook and Instagram based on the life cycle of the customer, you know, or a cart recovery through social ads. There's lots of ways of getting a hold of people to re-engage them or to praise them and appreciate them as being a VIP customer. So there's ways of getting a hold of them. But I think it's interesting nuances. And I like what you said about maybe thinking more about the clicks and the conversions and the retention and the engagement levels of your customers. I think that's very very interesting way of looking at it. I think it's important. The list hygiene is going to be a very interesting way of how do you deal with that? Because you're right, since we don't know the open and tracking of that, how do we confirm opt-ins and how do we find these enthusiastic customers and know that they are actually reading our stuff instead of just our list just growing and they just kind of go into the spam or they're not reading them at all and it's just a waste of energy for everybody. You really want to have, so do you have much thought on that about like, because I think list hygiene, I always talk about at least every 6 months you should say and take a look at your, because it's going to start costing you money over time if you're not doing something to your list by reducing it down to the non-engaged people, because if not, your list just keeps growing and getting bloated, and then it's just bad for the internet and bad having to pay monthly for non-engaged customers. What's your take on that?
So I believe like ESPs or marketing automation platforms like Omnisend will help you with that. So in our case, for example, what we are currently already doing and we will introduce by the time this is going to become effective, iOS 15. So we will add some secondary metrics, some secondary signals, which could help you to identify if a customer overall is active or not. So let's say if a customer is engaging your SMS communication. So in general, the customer is engaged with you. So we're still not sure if the one is really opening your emails or not, but the customer overall is engaged. If a customer is purchasing from you repeatedly, if a customer is visiting your website, so we are able to identify it on a personal, and we're going to enrich the customer profile with this behavioral data, and then instead of just having opens, which will not be reliable anymore, you will have a secondary data. So basically on that, you can build segments which can help you, yeah? I see that this particular, let's say Steve, is engaged overall. So we may be not sure if Steve is really reading my emails, but if overall Steve is engaged, we can continue sending him communication by email. If we see that Steve has not engaged with us by any mean in the past 12 months, so highly likely that he's not reading our emails as well. And therefore, it's worth deleting Steve from our email list. So that's our response. And I have no doubt that other ESPs and marketing automation platforms will respond like and will help you to really take care of your list hygiene.
Yeah, I love it. I think that the secondary signals, I think, is the key to what you just said, at least in my mind, because I think that's interesting. You're right. If people are going to SMS or visiting or converting on the website, then there's some inference that, in fact, they're likely reading the email. So we're going to continue on with that process. The nice thing about Omnisend, too, that I love is the fact that the customer can choose the cadence and the channel that they want to be communicated with. Like if they don't want email, they don't have to have it. Or if they prefer SMS, they can turn that feature on only for their customer profile. So I think it's very interesting that you're not just let's blast them all out an SMS and an email as part of something the customer can choose. At the beginning, no, the customer doesn't choose. The customer just signs up, potentially adds a phone number, and now they're in an SMS and an email list. Fair enough. And then you can have different campaigns around either of those channels or both at the same time. But the customer also has some privacy and some cadence options that they can say, no, 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 email's not for me. Oh, but SMS is, because I like to know my package is being shipped. I like to know about a special kind of limited offers and VIP deals. SMS is always on my phone. It comes up on my screen. I can deal with it. So I think that's one great thing about Omnisend.
And overall, and I think you just touched a very good angle here, like those examples. So automation is another answer to that. Because if we are sending relevant messages and automated messages, so all the triggers for automation, so vast majority of the triggers, they are behavioral based. So that means that the customer is sending a signal so that there is an interaction. I have a visit to the website, visiting specific product categories, specific product pages, showing interest in specific products. So I have a purchasing products, etc. So those signals don't lie. I mean, if I have just interacted with a brand, with a website, with an online store, it's highly likely that I will be engaged with an email as well. And you can send highly likely that I will be engaged with SMS, etc. And automation, there was a really breakthrough in 2020 for automated messages, which I really love seeing that. Because in 2019, among our customer base, automated emails generated 17% of orders accounted to emails. And in 2020, this number really, really grew a lot to all the way to almost 30%. So what is the beauty of that it only counts of less than 2% of email sent, but it generated 30% of orders. So that means that, you know, you send less, you don't bombard your customers' inboxes with too many emails, but you really get great results because it's timely, it's really, really personalized because it's based on the listening on the customer behavior, it's data-driven, and that's a beauty. My colleague really loved to say, if if email marketing is a car, so email automation is a Ferrari.
I love it. You know, so I understand, and I think you're preaching to the choir and a lot of people that are listening. There are definitely huge benefits in marketing automation, but like, how does OmniSend kind of offer this technology to customers and potential customers? Because what I think is interesting is that omnichannel is kind of where the nexus. We have the marketing automation side, but then we also have the omnichannel side of your platform. And so are you able to maybe just unpack that a bit, just so we kind of understand, so that we have a marketing automation tool with lots of different channels. And so how do you believe that, you know, the best brands on Shopify, how are they making use of your platform, but in an omnichannel kind of marketing world?
Yeah, so both, like you can automate, or you can even run like bulk campaigns and email blasts, or not email, but SMS and web push notifications, etc. Yeah, so you can use both automated and bulk campaigns, omnichannel approach. So what is like omnichannel approach is basically having those multiple different channels on the same flow. Yeah, when you automate the communication with, let's say, Steve, initially you're sending email, then you follow it by text message, then you follow it by web push notification, then finally you synchronize. If Steve is ignoring your communication via those channels, you are synchronizing with your Google and Facebook ads in order to run retargeting campaigns, because they are the most costliest. Yeah, so you do it in the most cost-effective way for you as a brand. Why should you spend too much money to retain Steve if you can do it in the more cost-effective way? So that's an omnichannel approach. And definitely, like, SMS playing a really, really important part, and like popularity and effectiveness of SMS is really, really growing. Again, like quoting the same study already quoted, like in 2020, we saw like really impressive conversion rate of web push notifications. So it was 28%. Mm. Among our customer base, 20% of web push notifications sent have converted. So that's amazing. The same with, of course, SMS conversion rate is way, way lower. It's 2.6%, but it grew by 100% year over year. So again, it's all those different channels. We prove that they are highly effective. And the only limitation which I currently see, that still a lot of marketers, a lot of us, once we think about subscriber, we think mainly about email subscribers.
Right.
But it's not the case. Once we talk subscribers, we have to think about our customers who really gave us any permission to communicate through any channel. So subscriber is equally the one who subscribed to my email communication, to my SMS, to my web push communication. So all of those are subscribers. And that's the shift which has still to happen, I believe, in our, I mean, marketers' heads. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about SMS a bit, because I think, as you said, it's an interesting hot channel. I mean, push is interesting too. I have a lot of brands using push, maybe dedicated apps, but it's great that OmniSend has that feature built into it. But on the SMS side, I think there's a lot of hype. I'm having a lot of conversation with brands about the correct execution of SMS. But I also believe there's a little bit of an education gap. I'd even maybe even call it a little bit of reluctancy, maybe number one on the impact of SMS or the legal requirements of SMS. And so why do you think e-commerce marketers should consider SMS, and how do you believe they can best get started?
So first one is, as I already mentioned, some numbers. Yeah, so it's highly effective channel.
Right.
It's the first thing. Second thing is really instant channel. If you're running some campaigns or some automations which require instant attention, so SMS is being read faster than emails are being read. So it's a really instant channel. And you mentioned, yeah, that's a very, very good point. What you have to be aware, it's really legal requirements, and that's important. But I believe it's just very simple rule of thumb. If you follow, you're going to be safe. So just, you know, get an opt-in. And that's the only thing which actually you need. It's not that complicated. Yeah. So definitely there are some legal text you have to put in. You cannot, subscribers should opt in differently, separately for email channel and for SMS channel as well. But that's the only thing what you have to remember. If you follow this, you are safe. And of course, what is the beauty of SMS and why it's really living its renaissance? I mean, SMS used to be an effective channel back in the days, but then it became really, really spammy for two reasons, because there were no regulations and nobody was actually taking care about either you have a permission to communicate or not. And the second reason was because it was so complicated to opt out. And now, nowadays, it's so easy to do that. So within the US or Canada, you just send stop and that's it. And those who are maybe international, like listening to us internationally, so let's say OmniSend offers, if you're outside US, there is a just short link, unsubscribe link at the end of each text message. So again, it's just one click and it works similar to as it works on email. So it's so easy mm-hmm. to opt out, and people know that already. I mean, consumers mm-hmm. know that. Feel way more comfortable by leaving their phone number. What was not the case, let's say, 2 or 3 years ago. Everybody was very concerned by leaving phone number and subscribing mm-hmm. via phone as text messages, not an email, because then they knew that, okay, I'll leave my phone number once and I have no way to get out of this communication and I will be spammed.
Right.
So this is not the case anymore.
And that's
great.
And one thing I've noticed too that I think, and I don't know if this is a new integration or not, but we talk about SMS and there's a conversation going around about two-way SMS messaging. And I understand that there's a connection between OmniSend and Gorgeous, which is a very popular CRM. Are you able to kind of unpack that a bit, just share what that is? Like, how do you have two-way SMS conversations with a customer or potential customer as it relates to your tool and Gorgeous, let's say, if that's the CRM of their choice?
Yeah, so that's a very good use case you just mentioned. And so basically, you know, we are a marketing tool. So once sending SMS through OmniSend, basically you distribute the message you want your customers to receive. Of course, if you automate it properly, so highly likely they are willing to receive, maybe even if they don't understand that at this moment, but they're waiting for a message and they show it as they behave on your website, on your online store. And the Gorgeous integration, that specific integration of Gorgeous empowers you to do that. If someone replies to the message, we hand off it to Gorgeous, and Gorgeous is basically like CRM and support tool. So there is a support right. agent, the real person behind Gorgeous as a tool. And mm-hmm. then basically we hand off to them in order to continue the conversation with a real physical support agent and person. So it's really, really effective, especially in the cases when then you can have like call to actions, like if you reply to this text message in 3 hours, you're going to get a discount or you're going to get a free consultation. Let's say if you have any questions, just reply to this text message and we're going to help. And then really real person gets into the conversation and helps to make a right decision to whatever, mm-hmm. overcome all the obstacles, answer all the questions a consumer could have.
I'd argue that a lot of people aren't doing this yet, and I think this could be a very interesting value add to kind of differentiate and be unique to your brand, that you're willing to build a community of raving fans or even support side of the business. But if text is an important channel for the customer and for the brand, which I know it is, or it should be for a brand, I think pairing up now with Gorgeous is a very interesting 1-2 punch to differentiate. Yes, there's lots of other things. Yes, we have email. Yes, we have push. Yes, we have SMS. But being able to have a two-way conversation through SMS, quote unquote, kind of anonymously through a CRM, thanks to your platform, I think that's a very compelling offer. So I really like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just, you know, out of the box integration of Gorgeous. So anyone who's already using OmniSend or anyone who's already using Gorgeous. So I would really mm-hmm. invite you to try this out and really mm-hmm. to see how beauty is one thing, but the power is even more important, how you can really help your customers to make good decisions to purchase from you.
100%. Love it. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about some stories, because I think everybody loves a good story and I think it's very motivational. It could be even inspirational, but are you able to talk a little bit about just OmniSend in general and maybe one particular customer that you can think? I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but you know, just some brand connected to OmniSend right now, and let's maybe talk about a story of like how they found about OmniSend or what kind of challenges they were having, and then any aha moments or any specific details you can share of a particular customer of yours. I think when you hear a story, I think people listening will go, huh, okay, yeah, I could see how that could be a problem for them and maybe even potentially me, and if this was the solution and this was their outcome, I wonder if I can also kind of piggyback along with that and get involved with OmniSend. So hopefully you have a story to share today.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when you ask about this, so probably the first brand which comes into my mind is Jiggy Puzzles, J-I-G-G-Y Puzzles. And it's founded by Kylie like 2019 and end of 2019. And like this business is kind of like similar to ours. It's really like a nimble small team and that came from a personal experience. So basically she was working in some financial institution as far as I remember. She just got bored and then she loved, you know, puzzles. She loved puzzles, but all the puzzles in the market, they are not beautiful. That's a challenge. You cannot have really like pieces of art which you can assemble and then maybe even frame it and enjoy while you're doing that. Yeah, so she really invited like independent like artisans Einstein and to draw beautiful drawings and made them puzzles. So that's really kind of like amazing story coming from a personal experience. When you miss something in the market, you start looking for it, you identify that there is nothing similar to that, and then you really build your own. And that's where the story began. And still up until today, it's relatively like a small team, but really growing business. And the breakthrough for Vakalin's Jiggy business was she appeared in like a Today show, and really the business exploded.
Yeah.
And mainly the business is really targeted in to mainly females and coastal females living there. And then those who get bored, those who have a need to relax, to focus on something outside your business, outside your job, and then all those routines. So, and we really grew a lot during pandemics as well. So really COVID helped a lot because more and more people stayed at home and were looking for to do something, you know. And puzzle is definitely, like personal myself, I can share this story late a lot because I founded puzzles and Lego back again. I loved doing that back in the days. For the past many years, I had zero time for that. But during lockdowns and pandemics, I discovered them again. So that's really a great story. And like talking about how Omnisend helped. So what's very typical about our customers and where we can help the most. So it's a small team, nimble team, a lot of spinning plates and like our presets and the fact that we think a lot and a lot of pre-made for you, and it's so easy to start benefiting. So it's really just a great example how you can benefit from this. And so what is like working extremely successful for Jiggy, it's Welcome Series. So Welcome Series is not about selling only, it's really like very personal, with great illustrations, telling a personal story and inviting to give back and support emerging artists, female artists, etc. So there are email series of free emails. That's what we send. And it really generates around 64% of all email generated revenue.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's amazing. But just, you know, people find the website, Jiggy Puzzles website, they subscribe for email series. And because it's so personal, it touches a lot. Another great number, which I could share. So it's lift in cart abandonment revenue per email. So it was like, it skyrocketed by 158% in comparison to the previous email tool she used. And mainly because like Omnisend not only has a checkout abandonment, but really has cart abandonment. So you, as a visitor, you should not go to the checkout stage, and we are capable to identify earlier when you put the product in the shopping cart. And some of our rivals, we just do checkout abandonment and we do really cart abandonment. So fearful, it really made a huge uplift. And she uses sign up forms really well. And, you know, 4.4% of all the visits to website end up as a subscription through the pop up forms. So that's amazing number as well. So again, imagine your traffic usually depending on the business you do, but like, you know, 2-3% of your traffic converts. So adding on top 4.4% as a subscribers and and later on, as I mentioned, converting a lot of them through the beautiful and really personal and touchy email welcome series, it's really, really a great example of how you use marketing automation by really setting up no bulk campaigns, but just all automated things, and really, really highly effective and brings great results.
Love it, love it, love it. This is great. I'm going to make sure I put, I'll also throw them some kudos to Jiggy Puzzles. I'll make sure I put the link in the show notes for those that, it's funny, my wife also got renewed in puzzles. And it was really actually hard to find puzzles anywhere kind of in the middle of pandemic. She goes, well, I got to do something to pass some time here. And so she started buying these 1,000-piece puzzles and, you know, it took her, I don't know, 20 days to do it, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day for 20 days. But she went through a lot of them. But it's nice to see that, you know, you have some great software that says, hey, they have a great business model. They connect with Omnisend, and then they're able to have this welcome sequence, as you mentioned. I've written a few notes down here. I think these are all great tactics to want to execute on, and then you have the platform to do it, and here's someone that had, like, you know, ridiculous success and continues to grow even as the pandemic is kind of slowing down a bit, but adding like a subscription offering. I'm sure there's great revenue coming out of that, a monthly recurring revenue. This is all really great, really, really, really smart business tactic to, instead of the one-off, thinking the lifetime value that comes out of subscription offering. So pretty cool. Thank you once again for sharing sharing that story. Hopefully I didn't. Thank you for finding it so quickly. And I appreciate that because I think all the listeners love to hear stories.
There is a story. Yeah. So, so thanks if you put it in the notes. So there is a customer success story in our website as well. So
oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah. 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 So it's there. So if any one of our listeners would like to dive deeper on that or other stories, so definitely I welcome them to check them on our website.
All right. Perfect. So number one, thanks for sharing that story. Let's talk about the future for OmniSend, because I think it's important to kind of understand, because like I said, it was the last time I interviewed you was like in 2018. It was like so long ago. And there's been so many updates. We have to kind of have a pact right now today and say annually, maybe every August, every year, we have to kind of get you back on the show, because I know that your platform is going to keep iterating over time and keep improving based on the needs of the customer. I mean, once again, like your nimble team, 100 and some employees and 170 some employees and growing. Even Jamie Sutton, good friend of mine, ex-Shopify, helping run the Americas team. And like, it's so interesting. There's some great, great, great leadership you have around your brand. So I just want to talk about the future of like, where is the brand headed? I guess, is it iOS 15 is kind of like your main focus and BFCM and kind of readying those people for the busy holiday season? And let's talk about that. And then like, what else are we working on maybe into the future that you can kind of publicly share?
Yeah, so definitely iOS 15 and all the readiness to shift the metrics a little bit and help our customers to succeed. As I said, I have no doubts that the emails are not dead and emails will be effective, as well as SMS. We do have international SMS. You can send worldwide web push notifications and integrations to, as I mentioned, to those like marketplaces, as we believe that commerce is really becoming more and more on the channel as a world. So really, really, I'm really thrilled that we just launched this Amazon advertising, which is really a new concept, but a lot of Shopify merchants do sell through different like marketplaces and own their online stores on Shopify and sell on Amazon as a marketplace. So those are directions we will definitely continue. We definitely will help merchants and our customers to succeed. And probably another thing which I would like to emphasize here is like not only for merchants, but for partners, for agencies, for freelancers. We relaunched our partner program earlier this year, and we have a very, very unique just launch. Like a couple of months ago, we just launched a partner portal, which is absolutely unique thing in the market. So any agency, doesn't matter your size, any freelancer could easily sign up for our partners program. And there is a very, very useful and then very like handy and again, easy to use partner portal where you can have a sandbox mode there, use templates, hand off or administrate all the customers you do have. There is even a job board. So we help to matchmake our customers with our partners, with agencies. Yeah. So if our customers is willing to hire an agency, there is a job board. Then agencies and freelancers could apply and could find some, you know, customers there for themselves. So partner portal, which we have, is pretty new. Shopify does have something similar or very good partner portal, but none other marketing automation tool has it. So we're really like pioneering there, and it's really great, especially like those agencies and freelancers who don't want to go all the like personal way and then have someone to send email to and then follow up calls, etc. So it's full automated and it's really handy resource for all the partners. So part of merchants, I really invite all the agencies and freelancers to join.
One thing too that I think's great too is your software plays really nicely with a lot of other technologies in the marketplace. Because when I think of like Smile or Loyalty Lion for the loyalty and rewards component, or the personalization engines like maybe, I don't know, LimeSpot or reviews like Okendo and you know, I think we mentioned Gorgeous and stuff like that, Recharge for subscriptions. These are all major, major Shopify Plus technology partners. I just love the fact that, and I see it in the portal too right now, that you play nicely with all these other pieces of tech. So if you are using Smile or Nosto or Kendo, any of these ones, Gorgeous, there's already a tight integration with OmniSend. And so it's out of the box, ready to go. And I think that's really impressive that you're thinking about the fact that, hey, we're going down our lane. However, there's some other great solutions out there that we're... OmniSend is never going to be a Swiss army knife of all things marketing strategy. It's not going to happen. It's just too big. You're going down your lane of marketing automation in multi-channel world, and then in an omni-channel way too, by getting out to the marketplaces in different areas, but also working with other technologies together as an overall tech stack. I think it's very impressive that you're going down that journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it follows kind of the general narrative and general idea of Omnisend that you could benefit from marketing automation easily. So all those plug-and-play integration contributes to that. You should not hire a developer to start benefiting from using different solutions, and they would really orchestrate well among each other, just with, you know, few clicks, no need to code, no need to develop like technically anything, just all prepared for you, pre-made, and, you know, just
beautiful
turnkey solution.
Love it, love it, love it. So, Redis, we are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any insight? You've shared a lot today, but any insights or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, the initial thing is really what I would advise anyone, automate your marketing. To what I share, you know, 1/3 or 30% of orders are coming from less than 2% of email sent. So that's a great example that the fewer you send, but if it's really automated, if it's based, behavioral based, it's really, really highly effective. You set it up once, you forget, and it drives revenue for you. So that's a thing, first thing I would say. The second thing is really do omni-channel. Email in combination with text message, messages, web push notification drives the best results. And of course, the third one, which is very actual this fall, so get ready for iOS 15. And instead of opens, which opensadet.com, visit there, the hub, a resource about that topic, all there, but, you know, choose other metrics like clicks, like conversions, secondary metrics, and you will be good. And I believe that, you know, email will be live for many, many years.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. So how can people learn more about Omnisend and some of your educational resources?
So our website, so omnisend.com, and those who are on Shopify could visit Shopify App Store, and, you know, there is an Omnisend there. Search for our application integration there, and then omnisend.com/resources. So I referred to those already, like Jiggy and other success stories and great examples. And definitely, which is actual now, is like iOS 15 update upcoming. So opensadet.com, all the thing, all the hub for the resources from us and from other opinion leaders in the market about how to get ready for the iOS 15 update.
It's interesting, even on my Shopify signature at the footer, opensaredead.com is a link that I have on my footer, because I think it's a great resource that you're putting together, because I think it's important to have just-in-time information, and you have a lot of different thought leaders, both internally and externally, that are sharing a lot of stuff on opensaredead.com. A lot of experts are kind of chiming in and you know, sharing some of the things we talked about today, but this is an ongoing portal that you've created. I think it's an epic idea to have this here, and it builds a lot of thought leadership, and there's, you know, at the end of the day, these are tactical things that you can do. Webinars you can watch. There's some, you got some links to some people on social, like through Twitter and whatnot. So it's a really great resource. I wanted to give kudos to you and marketing team for putting this together.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. And thanks really for spreading the word. I believe it's our mission, yeah? Yours, ourselves, really to help mortgagers to prepare for that and really succeed in this a bit changed reality.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we did speak offline before recording today, and I understand there's a free plan that's available for maybe the early stage people that are just, you know, wanting to make the pivot from basic email, Gmail or MailChimp or whatever they're on right now, and they really want to kind of mature their way up into marketing automation. Can you talk about some of the offers that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, so free plan is really quite generous, and for everyone who just starts using email and marketing automation, up to 13,000 emails per month is included in the free plan. And of course, like, we do have other plans, a standard and a pro. In the pro plan, free SMS is included, so that's a really, really great offering. You pay $100 for a pro plan and you get SMS credits worth for $100. So basically all the email, all the analytics, everything is free of charge for you. And for those who are listening today, we really have a great offer, a special offer. So 30% off for 3 months on our paid plans, including SMS, campaigns and automation, email automation, audio segmentation, all the great analytics reporting. So definitely it's all there. So anyone who is listening could use the discount code FASTLANE30XFREE, and that special offer will be applied automatically.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. I think that pro plan, I mean, there is an enterprise option available too that you can talk to sales about, but it's interesting with the $100 plan, like having the $100 just in free SMS credits per month is part of the deal. So you're getting SMS, you're getting push, you're getting email, you're getting the, I guess, even the sync, the audience syncs to both Facebook and Google, I think, which is fantastic. All the reporting, I think you can get access to a success manager, I think. So it's interesting. So a lot of great value, I think, for $100 a month as, you know, an important channel driving a lot of your revenue and customer engagement. So thank you for offering and now offering that 30% off for the first 3 months. I think that's like very notable. So people can take the platform for a spin, confirm that it's right for them. I'm assuming that the migration, we haven't talked about that, but if someone has an existing list and they want to migrate over to OmniSend, is there a process to have that happen from an existing email solution over to OmniSend? Can you maybe walk us through how that could happen?
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's so easy to do that. So basically, if you're on Shopify, so highly likely you have the same data sync to your Shopify backend as well. So we just pull the data from that backend. If you're migrating from Mailchimp, so we have like seamless integration, you just put the API key and we have all the data, historical data pulled to OmniSend as well. And of course, or you can just, you know, download and upload the file, CSV or Excel file, and it's just, you know, it's a matter of minutes, not hours, to migrate. And for the bigger customers, so like have an enterprise plan or a pro plan, we do have customer success managers and we do offer onboarding services, including migration. So definitely if you have a bit more, let's say, complex marketing automation sequences or campaigns which already you are using another platform and would be interesting in migrating, so talk to our salespeople and definitely we will help you to migrate as well.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that offer and that migration. One thing I wanted to mention before we wrap up for today is I just wanted to give kudos out to one of your team members, Greg Zakowitz, from the hosts Cart Insiders podcast. And I've been listening to a few episodes. I think he's going to have me on the show, I think, coming up. But it's interesting. I want to make sure that I share that to the audience because there's lots of great thought leadership and a lot of great content. Since you're listening to this podcast today and you haven't heard of Cart Insiders, it's an OmniSend kind of exclusive branded podcast, but they get a lot of other thought leaders on their show talking about all different things about automation and SMS and the welcome series. And just, it's so interesting and a lot of great case studies. So kudos to you, Greg, and for putting the show together. Phenomenal. He and I chit chat a little bit through email and talk about his show. And so I just want to make sure I share that publicly that you're well on your way. I think I believe in your third season now. So it's great.
Perfect. Perfect. Thanks, Steve, for sharing that.
Oh, my pleasure. So once again, thank you, Rytus, for coming on the show. I just really appreciate you really, you know, giving back to the Shopify ecosystem. You have a fantastic platform for those that need marketing automation and know there's a benefit and are not executing, or they got a patchwork of different apps doing lots of different things. You don't really know if they're talking to each other. I highly recommend that you have a look at what OmniSend is doing because it'll allow you to remove a lot of these very disparate systems and separate apps doing different things. You don't know if they're talking to each other. You don't have an overall strategy around your marketing automation. OmniSend has thought about all of that: email, SMS, push, now syncing over to Facebook and Google and Amazon and marketplaces. You're doing a lot of stuff. So I think that's great to have all in one platform for your marketing automation. So thank you once again for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for inviting. As always, it's been a pleasure. Thanks.
All right. Have a great day. Today's episode was made possible by Mesa, the easiest way to integrate any Shopify app with your online store. Now, Mesa allows you to create workflows that automatically carry out repetitive tasks and free up valuable time to focus on growing and scaling your business operations. You can set up email notifications, schedule tasks, delay workflows, all with the simplicity of Mesa's built-in features. Now, Mesa has a free and growing library of templates that will get you set up quickly with the most popular tasks for any growing business on Shopify. Now, you can try Mesa today for free, absolutely no cost. They have a 14-day free trial. So go check them out at getmesa.com. That's GETMESA.com. And their team of experts will support you on your journey of Shopify automation and improving efficiencies. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.